You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A flood watch has been issued for portions of central and northeast Wisconsin. This includes Marathon, Portage, Washera, Wood, Shawano, and Waupaca counties. It begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 7 p.m. this evening. The National Weather Service of Green Bay alerted to the possibility of flash flooding caused by excessive rainfall. They are predicting 2 to 3 inches of heavy rain this afternoon in a short period of time. Excessive runoff may result in flooding. Remember, turn around, don't drown. A recent study finds a link between the state's weak gun laws and firearm deaths for kids. A study published last month in the Pediatrics edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association looked at gun-related deaths for kids and teens from 2010 to 2023. Researchers compared states based on the strictness of their gun laws. They picked 2010 after a Supreme Court ruling that expanded gun rights in some states. They found that states with weaker gun laws, like Wisconsin, saw an increase in firearm deaths for youth. States with stricter laws saw those deaths stay the same or go down. Categorized as endangered in 2022, monarch butterflies may be getting some help from state lawmakers. Lisa Hale has more.
Monday, Wisconsin State Senator Rachel Cabral-Guevara of Appleton introduced the legislation to make the endangered monarch butterfly the Wisconsin state butterfly. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says since the 1980s, over 95% of the western monarch population has disappeared. They blame habitat loss, climate change, and pesticide use.
If this legislation passes, supporters hope greater awareness and support for the monarch's protection and habitat conservation will follow. When Governor Evers signed the new state budget into law, he called it a win for Wisconsin's kids and families. But childcare providers say the support for their industry isn't enough. Parker Olson reports.
The new state budget spends over $360 million to stabilize Wisconsin's child care system. It was a key demand for Governor Evers in budget negotiations with Republican lawmakers. The state funding comes as federal funding has run out. The pandemic-era relief program Child Care Counts has sent out its final payments. But providers say the state budget still falls short. Outside the state capitol on Friday, they described just how fragile the industry remains.
This week, I experienced one of the most difficult moments since opening. My entire staff has resigned. For 6 months, I've been trying to hire new teachers, but every qualified candidate needed a starting wage of at least $17 per hour, a rate I simply cannot offer without additional funding.
That's Ashley Blackett, owner of Tiny Diney Academy in Durand, Northwest Wisconsin. Advocates say the industry is being squeezed on three sides. Child care is too expensive for families, too costly to run, and pays too little to retain staff. The new two-year state budget directs money in multiple ways. Governor Evers has declared 2025 the year of the kid, and said he wouldn't sign a budget that lacked childcare funding. The budget also increases special education reimbursements, though not as much as advocates wanted. Last year, voters approved a record number of school district referenda. That's according to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Corrine Hedrickson, who runs Corrine's Little Explorers in New Glarus, says that kind of pressure could backfire, especially given the way the budget is being sold by the education governor.
And as soon as the schools start raising property taxes, the community no longer trusts the people that they thought they trusted.
Demonstrators also delivered a letter to the governor's office Friday, saying he should call the legislature into a special session for more funding.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The All-Star Game ends in a tiebreaker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star Game in Atlanta ended after 9 innings in a 6-6 tie, so for the first time in the game's history, it went into a tiebreaker. They call a swing-off, a mini-home run derby. Philly slugger Kyle Schwarber managed to hit 3 home runs in a row to win the swing-off 4-3 and was named the game's MVP. Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill and the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, each got a chance to play, retiring 4 batters, allowing just 1 hit between the two of them. Up next, the Brewers head to L.A. to open up a six-game road trip against the Dodgers this weekend, followed by the Mariners in Seattle. NFL, Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee tomorrow afternoon.
You know, that's part of a mission of our foundation is to get kids, get the youth involved in sports. That was a big pillar in my life, was just being able to play sports as a kid, be together with the different kids in my age group, and meet NFL players now, too.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Emmy nominations for this year are in, and if you like to laugh, here are some shows you may or may not have seen that could be worth checking out. The nominees for the Best Comedy Series include Abbott Elementary, The Bear, HBO's Hacks, Netflix's Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, Apple TV's Shrinking, and The Studio, and the offbeat cool What We Do in the Shadows. Nominees for Actor in a Comedy Series include Adam Brody for Nobody Wants This, The Studio's Seth Rogen, Jason Segel in Shrinking, Martin Short in Only Murders, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Outstanding actress nominees in a comedy series include Ayo Edebiri from The Bear, Jean Smart from Hacks, no surprise there, Kristen Bell from Nobody Wants This, and Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary. Emmy nominations are in, and here are some shows nominated in the Best Drama category. Andor from Disney+, Netflix's The Diplomat, HBO has three nominees with The Last of Us, The Pit, and White Lotus. Hulu's Paradise, and rounding out the nominees are Apple TV's Severance and Slow Horses. Not a weak link in the bunch. Nominees for Best Actress in the drama series include Kathy Bates for Matlock, Sharon Horgan in Bad Sisters, Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us, Britt Lower for Severance, and Kerry Russell in The Diplomat. Best Actor nominees in a drama series include Gary Oldman for Slow Horses, Adam Scott in Severance, Noah Wiley in The Pit, Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us, and Sterling K. Brown for Paradise. And when it comes to the outstanding scripted variety series, you've got to like your chances, as there are only two nominees, Last Week with John Oliver and Saturday Night Live. The 2025 list of Emmy nominations has been released, and Ben Stiller is probably ecstatic. He's one of the executive producers of the show Severance, which brought in 27 Emmy nominations to lead the pack. Three other shows also drew more than 20 nominations, including HBO's The Penguin, which grabbed 24 nominations. The other two shows that drew more than 20 were Apple TV's The Studio, which pulled in 23 nominations, and HBO's White Lotus, which also pulled in 23. Lots of TV to check out if you want to make the Emmy Awards more enjoyable. Looks like I have to give Severance another chance. The Primetime Emmy Awards, which will be the 77th, take place at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles September 14th. The show will air on PBS and Paramount Plus and will be hosted by Nate Bargatze, if he's not too busy developing his new amusement park called Nateland. No joke. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 80s. It will be a little muggy. Tonight will drop into the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.